Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open with S&P futures up a little under 1% as of 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight bonds are mixed with the U.S. 10-year yield up, oil is up, gold is a bit lower. Industrial metals are firmer. European markets have opened higher and follow a less volatile session in Asia, with the mainland China market still closed. Focus remains on the Evergrande situation ahead of Thursday's interest payments. Commentators have downplayed similarities to Lehman despite the $300 billion in liabilities, as exposure to global institutions is said to be relatively limited, and with Beijing expected to orchestrate a restructuring, though stop short of a bailout. The ongoing energy crunch continues to draw attention with its impact on inflation developments and policy dynamics in focus ahead of several central bank meetings this week. Some central bank news overnight. In Asia, Indonesia held its 7-day reverse repo rate unchanged at a record low of 3.5%, as expected by analysts, as it looks to continue to support the economy after the country's recent COVID outbreak. In Australia, the September RBA minutes noted the spread of the Delta variant meant progress towards inflation and employment goals was likely to take longer. And in New Zealand, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand Assistant Governor Hawkesby sought to temper rate hike expectations by suggesting a 25 basis point increase next month might be a more prudent course of action than the 50 basis point increase being suggested by some commentators. And in Europe, the Riksbank kept its policy rate at 0%, as expected, and said in its statement it foresees the rate at the current level for a while. Another light night in terms of macro data globally. On the U.S. macro calendar today, August building permits, Q2 current account balance, and August housing starts. Moving to corporate news, in M&A, just after the close, Shell confirmed an agreement to sell its Permian business to ConocoPhillips for $9.5 billion. And in Europe, National Express and Stagecoach are both trading higher after confirming discussions in relation to a possible all-share combination. In APAC, SoftBank was 5% lower after the New York Post reported Elliott Management has significantly cut its stake. And on the earnings front, AutoZone will post results before the open today. Adobe and FedEx are set to report after the close. Asian equities turned slightly higher by the close in thin trading on Tuesday. Hong Kong held on to gains and recorded a 0.5% gain. Japan closed lower as it caught up with yesterday's global sell-off, although bargain hunters caught the bottom. Australia turned around early losses to finish modestly higher. Mainland China, Taiwan, and Korea were all closed. On the energy front, Bloomberg discussed a coal shortage in China, with a state-run newspaper warning that coal-fired power plants will struggle to keep the lights on this winter. The article, dated the 18th of September, said China's coal-based power producers have been unable to buy enough fuel after prices surged. Power producers have such low inventories that some have even warned they only have about a week's worth of coal left. The article noted that this is consistent with similar pressures in other regions, particularly Europe. And moving to Europe, European stocks have opened higher, with the Stoxx 600, FTSE 100, DAX, and CAC all up over 1% in early trading. As previously mentioned, the ongoing energy crunch in focus, with fuel prices in the UK at roughly 5 times the US natural gas price. The Financial Times reported that Asian buyers are outbidding Europe for spot supplies of U.S. natural gas. The U.K. is said to be preparing a deal to support gas companies and temporarily subsidize fertilizer production, but the energy minister ruled out bailouts for failing companies. EU ministers are set to meet to discuss help for consumers later this week. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.